A new community watch organization has been formed in the Six Nations community. The Six Nation caretakers are hoping to provide a greater sense of safety, solidarity, and belonging to members of the Six Nations territory. And here to talk to me about the organization is Sunny Miracle and Rhonda Hill. So thanks for joining me this afternoon, guys.
Thank you for having us here.
Hi, good afternoon.
And I wanted to start by asking you guys who the Six Nations caretakers are, and if you could just give a little bit of background as to what the goals of the organization will be.
Well, it's an organization that just started with a few because of what happened in the village. Somebody tried to abduct one of our children. I started this in April to get to where we are now to help protect our children so that doesn't happen anymore. Rhonda, she can speak on more of this, too, because she knows what's going on and part of this.
Hi, good afternoon. So, when Sunny had approached me with this idea, it's not an old idea because we started a neighborhood watch here on Bicentennial Trail maybe as close to 20 years ago. And that was brought into effect because, same thing we're facing today with, attempted abductions, these white van sightings, just seeing strange people in our neighborhood, people not, knowing who that was or this person is. And so it became a need, a great need, actually, because, especially here on the trail, we get a lot of people that come around here just to drive around, see what's going on. And so when Sonny approached me and told me his idea, and I said, well, of course I'd love to help. I said, because, again, I've been a part of our neighborhood watch on this side of the trail for quite some time. So what we're trying to do now is to reach every household on Six Nations that would step up to protect our territory just a little bit more safely.
And you talked about the main problem that led you guys to create the organization. Were there any other issues that you've seen in the community that sped things along a little bit?
Of course we've had the most recent, right, with Every Child Matters. So we had to, not only were our babies being recovered, but we also had to look at what does that mean to us as mothers, parents, members of this community. And there was, like Sunny had mentioned earlier, the school year didn't really end that well. It just became you just see so many dysfunctions in our community now, and that to me is scary. We have a huge mental illness problem. We have drug abuse issues. It's just becoming a lot more unsafe in our community than just, a white van, seeing a white van in the neighborhood. So to really look outside of that little area, we've had a lot of atrocities happen in our community, and, people just really need to start looking out for one another, especially for the children. And, we weren't seeing a whole lot of that happening. And so when the parents get involved, it's up to the parents. It's up to, especially if you don't really see any other organizations really keeping an eye out, I've talked to Six Nations Police about different issues, and that's the thing that they tell me, nobody's calling in. Nobody's telling us. So we're hoping that maybe as a caretaker and that everybody becomes that caretaker again, that, there won't be no pointing fingers because, there shouldn't be anyway, right? We're all here to look after the children. And, it was great. I felt it was great that Six Nations elected council made the orange crosswalk, but still there's nobody manning it. My daughter lives just right down maybe 50 feet from that light. And, she sees flying cars. And so it's we got to do a little bit more here than just put a crosswalk in or a stoplight. And it's up to each individual here on Six Nations to look out for one another, get back to caring for one another again.
Yeah, because that's the reason why I asked them. I'm going to ask band council to put a crosswalk up in front of that school. Some kids are going to get hit. I can see it coming. Then what? Then they're gonna put something up? How about do it now? Because they're playing Frogger crossing that road. That's even worse in the morning than it is in the afternoon, because in the afternoon they're out before work is out. But around 8:39, they're playing Frogger. These cars will not stop. I'm asking band council to put a crosswalk there to make our kids safer. Then we can have somebody there watching them there, and have another crosswalk guard at the corner, and then we have somebody watch there. That pretty much seals the village at from 8 till 9 and 3 till 4. But we're going to go a little further. I'd like to, and as wherever these children gather, I would like the caretakers to be there to make ensure that they're safe. And they can have fun. Be kids. Not have to worry about going to the parking lot or somebody trying to take you. You know, that's got to stop. Because they used to do that back in the day when we couldn't do nothing about it. We can now.
And you guys talked about gaining the trust within the community. How are you guys going to go about doing that and become one of these organizations that people look to when they are experiencing these issues that you're hoping to tackle?
Well, we set up a booth at the fair this year, and the community knows now that we're here. And the response we got was pretty good. They're supporting what we're doing, and it was just a great feeling to go through.
Also, in reference to what Sonny's saying, I also feel that we need to maybe get out there more. Like, so what we've done is, you know, like we've created T-shirts, we've created the little penguin. We've created little stickers that people can use. And when I explained to one of the elderly ladies who stopped at the booth on Friday, I told her, I said, that little penguin, that little symbolic penguin, I go, once children recognize it as a safe place, you know, that's how we want it. That's how we want to emphasize on the penguin. Like that symbol alone, we want the children to know that when you see that symbol, and also anybody as well that maybe could be hurt or in distress in the community, if you see that penguin in the window or on someone's car, you know that you can approach them and say, I need help. And I suggested to the lady, I said, if they come to your door, then we advise the homeowners to use their own discretion for safety measures. You know, if it's if they feel that, no, they shouldn't open the door, maybe they can go to a window and say, you know, I can't let you in, but I will call the police, or I'll maybe they just need to use the phone, or, you know, like try and help them in some way without jeopardizing their own safety as well. Like, because like I said, there's a lot of things that are happening in our community here on Six Nations. Really, it's happening everywhere, but, you know, we can only start from within. And, you know, it is our hope that, you know, this penguin will travel throughout different communities as well, and that we can say, you know, the cities have their neighborhood watch, but we have our penguin. You know, this penguin can be symbolic through all the territories. And so we're hoping that, you know, we can get back to, it takes everyone not just to raise that child, but to look after that child as well, you know. And I don't think we really had many issues back in the day when the Jameson family was our crossing guards. Why they were taken out or what happened, I'm not really sure. But it just seems like the safety of our children has almost like just turned a blind eye. And I don't understand that, you know, given that, you know, we say we're caretakers of the land. Well, we're caretakers of everybody. So I really feel every homeowner should want to be a part of this. And we are working with Six Nations Police. So they are on tune with this as well. So if somebody were to call up and say, hi, you know, I'm a caretaker, I have somebody at my door who needs help, and that, you know, then the Six Nations Police will know, you know, they'll know how to assess the situation or whatnot. So I guess that's basically all we really can do, mm-hmm. is try and get as much word out there to the community as well. If you want to be a caretaker, you want to be the person that, you know, that you will be the caretaker, like, you know, of the house, of the car. To be that person they can run to, then, you know, contact Sonny and I. We can get you on the list. We can get you the penguin. Mind you, we are going to be a little careful as well about who we give the penguins to, because there's a lot of things that are happening in our community as well that's not very favorable. So We don't know if it's going to go in the forms of police checks or, you know, but we want to make sure that the house that is saying that they're a safety house, that they are a safety house.
Definitely. And you guys talked about the campaign for the crosswalk in front of JC Hill to allow for safer road conditions and travel conditions for students. Can you guys just go into a little bit more detail about that and why you guys think it's so important and what you think it would help with?
Well, I've been sitting at the Veterans Park to watch the children and make sure they go back and forth. I've been doing that for a while now. And every morning, guaranteed, them kids are jumping out of the way of cars going by. I've seen this from my own eyes. Corners all right, but at that school, because that's where they cross, right beside the fire department, easy access from the trail. And they cross right there, and I don't, whoever's driving the car, some of them shouldn't be driving the way they carry on that road. I've seen cars go by me, and I'm only sitting up, 200 feet up, and they're going at least 100 miles an hour. Like, what do you need to go that fast in the town or the village? And the reason why I want the crosswalks is because when they go that fast, they got to slow down. They got kids crossing the road. There's no safety for them at all. They got to run out of their way and let that car go by. So I'm asking them to put a crosswalk, make it as big as possible so everybody can see it, put a cross guard over there, and it's safe. You can't get any safer than that.
If you really look at the direction, too, as well, like you have two schools and you only have one, regulated crosswalk, and that's over here by the social services, by the plaza here. You know, there's not many students that will access that. You know, if the children are walking that way towards the direction of the school, maybe it would be more favorable if those crosswalks or and crossing guards until then. But if we can get crosswalks on all four directions, so maybe one over by, maybe on the other side of the Village Pizza, because like Sunny said, so there's kids walking up from Moccasin Trail. They're walking up from by the arena. You know, they still have to cross the road. Then you got students over by Jameson School. You know, like we have new homes coming up. They're going to be walking into school. So there's that need to have those crosswalks on all four directions, not just one. So this campaign is going to have to be huge. So we need volunteers. We need moms, dads, uncles, aunties, somebody to step up, help us and take care of the kids for 5 days out of the week for the school. We might need them for a certain event. And again, the reason for the events is because some of our children are being attacked by other children as well, and nobody seems to know anything about it. And we don't know if anything's getting done. So that realm of safety doesn't just stop with the school kids. So we're looking at attending different events that are happening within the community, just like I said, just to ensure and then, you know, we need to build that trust up within everybody in the community, not just the caretakers, you know, like, and we have to be willing to put that trust because, you know what, no one else is stepping up and doing it. So if you know, we can only succeed if we work together on this. That's how I look at it.
The only way it's going to work is the community's got to play along with us. We protect everybody.
And you talked about how you've brought this up to elected council's attention.
No, I haven't yet. I told Melba when I seen her at the fair and what I wanted to do, and she goes, "Well, yeah, you can Zoom and talk to us." And I'm having a hard time talking to this phone, let alone talking on a computer. I'd rather meet in person. So whenever the building's done, then they'll meet with me. I still got to meet with the Confederacy yet, too. My work has only just begun. It's for the safety of our children. They're the most precious thing we have. Why not protect them?
Definitely. And were there any other goals or ideas that you had that you're hoping to achieve with caretakers to help the youth in the community?
I would like to find a home for the caretakers in the village so they can have a place to actually run to.
And get you out.
Yeah, even people who come in, you know, come home and visit, they'll know what it is. It's there. The village will be safe.
We were thinking, too, like, you know, with a lot of the businesses all have security nowadays. They all have a security guy sitting at their establishment. Now, we are approaching as many businesses as we can. So we're thinking if that business had, say, an extra office or a portable or, you know, somewhere that we could put that penguin and we had a phone inside. So, like, say, geez, heaven forbid, you know, like, you know, some woman or some young man is on the road and, you know, they're running from something or someone and they see this building, you know, they know they can go there, they, you know, and the security will see them. Hey, I just need to get inside. And, you know, so we're kind of brainstorming with different ideas that will give that person a chance to get the safety if one of us aren't there. You know what I mean? Like, and aside from what I mentioned about reaching out to other communities, like we want to, you know, first of all, we need to get established here on Six Nations and before we can really branch out to anywhere else. So we're going to be spending a lot of time and, you know, those are future goals, of course, like to get out to different territories. You know, we have a lot of our people living in the cities. You know, so, you know, maybe someone out there would want to step up and say, hey, you know, I want to be a penguin caretaker. So we really just basically just want to get this started, get some volunteers listed, get us at the schools. And it doesn't have to be just within Oswegan. Like, if there are other schools that need, we used to have yard monitors, and we don't have that anymore, maybe due to lack of funding, maybe, I don't know what's going on, but I know there's a lot of parents that sit home and moms, you know, who are capable of getting up and going and spending an hour at their child's schoolyard, walking around, maybe walk the track, you know, something that, like I said, we're going to start somewhere. It's got to start. We've had just way too many blind eyes happening in our community. And, you know, we really need to show our children that they are safe. You know, we're looking out for their well-being, and, you know, we want to hear them singing, happy, playing, you know, like running to school, running back and forth, and, you know, just being happy, not having to worry about, oh my God, look at that car, or did you see that strange person? And but if they do see that, we want them to be able to see one of us as well and say, well, that's okay, because there's somebody here that's walking with us, and we're okay. You know, like all it takes is that glance for them to see a penguin, to see a parent, or, you know, somebody walking around with a caretaker's shirt that says, you know, I'm looking out for you. You're okay.
And have any of these other community organizations or businesses responded to you guys or given you any feedback?
Yeah, well, Dixieland, actually one of the former electees for the election, Nick Wyman, he's the owner at Dixieland, and he was one of the first ones to step up and said, what do you need? You know, how can we help? And we just went, wow, like, really? And, you know, then we started, well, if he'll help, I wonder if other businesses will help. So with Nick's contribution, we were able to get some T-shirts. We were able to get some stuff to hold raffles, you know, like, because if we have to buy a sea can to put a building in, like, you know, we want to, maybe that's something that, you know, any funding will go towards, you know, it's just for continuations of this program and hopefully something that'll...
Yeah, I'd like to get a sink in here that we could actually, like, put on a trailer so we could take to the powwow.
Be mobile.
Yeah.
You know?
Still there's a spot there, but it just started, and I'm hoping the community will help us.
But most businesses that we've gone to, you'll see some of the penguins on the windows already. And, yeah, so that was just by simply asking them, you know, would you help them if somebody came here and was in distress? And they were like, of course. And we said, okay, so now we need to get it out to the parents. We need to get out to the schools and get it out to the children especially. So how are we going to do that? Well, we need everybody's help to do that. You know, we're starting it. We're building the ark. You know what I mean? Build it. They will come. So, like I said, it had to start somewhere, and it had to start soon. So this is how we're starting.
And I think you guys have done a really good job of touching on this, but I just want to get, like, one last input. Like, how important is it for the community to know that it has organizations like Six Nations Caretakers to be around and to promote and help with the general safety of Six Nations community members?
Volunteer if you can. You know, the more, the better. You're walking around there with a bunch of penguins on your back. Kids are good for them. They can be kids. Not have to worry about nothing. Just have fun. That's all. Volunteer.
And lastly, just how can anybody interested in joining or anybody interested in just learning more about Six Nations, find you guys and find out how to do that.
They can reach me, Rhonda, at email otayoni67yahoo.com. That's otayoni67@yahoo.com. They can call or text me at 519-865-4094. Or they can catch me on social media. Just throw me a private message. Or, you know, we do have a caretaker's website coming up. So maybe keep an eye out for that as well. And Sonny can give you his information.
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at sonnymiracle@gmail.com. Or get a hold of me on Facebook, Instagram, on the Sonny Miracle. And my phone number is 226-922-7547. You can call or text. My phone's with me at all times, and we'll see what happens. We're here to protect the children. So let's go, folks.
Well, Sonny and Rhonda, thank you again for doing this. It's definitely a great initiative that's being launched, and hopefully it's a very successful one for you guys, and all the best to you guys with it.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Donato.
That was Sonny Miracle and Rhonda Hill for the Six Nations Caretakers.